Welcome to another edition. After a week off of everything but football, Bill Voth, KK Short, along with KK, since you are the expert guest booker, you can introduce.
Yo, we got the one and only Julius Peppers, man. Yep. Appreciate you coming on the show.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all having me.
I think first question, man, is how I feel to be back in Carolinas, man.
How I feel? It feel great. Feel great to be back. Back home around a lot of family, a lot of friends. A lot of familiarity, and it's been a great year so far.
Do you miss anything from, say, let's start with Green Bay? Is there anything you miss?
I miss the relationships. I miss my teammates. I miss the city. I had a great time out there. They showed me a lot of love. They brought me in, and that was a great ride too. That was a great 3 years. So yeah, I miss it a little bit, but I'm totally happy and content with where I am now.
The cold and the snow, you miss?
Oh no, I don't miss that at all. Nah.
What was your coldest moment in either Chicago or Green Bay? Was there one that you can remember that it was like, this is ridiculous?
Yeah, pretty much every day of the winter in Chicago, but Green Bay was pretty. It was the same. But you know, we dealt with it, got through it. We had mechanisms in place to deal with the cold, especially on game day with the heaters, the benches, and all of that stuff. A little bit more thermals, thicker thermals, and different type of equipment that we used up there.
Another question, man. I'm from the Midwest too, so I mean that cold was it's from Chicago and all that, but mm-hmm. that wind and it hurt your face, man. But couple people I know from that been in Green Bay for a couple years, man, say there's nothing up there. So how you enjoy that?
I have my family up there, so that was from going to work, getting out of work in the evening. When I came home, I had my hands full with my kids and my family. So that's how I occupy myself most of the time. But other than that, we went to the movies, went to the grocery store. We went to what else did we do up there?
How was your driving?
It was okay. I didn't have any accidents. They managed the roads pretty nice. As soon as it was snowing, they cleaned it off. So it wasn't too bad on the driving.
Why is it so yeah. Mario's over here laughing. Mario Addison's over here laughing. Is there a story that we should know?
I don't know.
I enjoy these guys all the time, man.
So when you just chilling, man, what you like to do? Like when you like alone, got some free time by yourself, what you like to do?
I watch TV, watch a little bit of NBA basketball, listen to music, read a little bit. Travel. Obviously, during the off season, traveling is a big hobby, and again, spending time with the kids.
Do you have an NBA team that you watch most?
No, I flip the channel. I try to scroll through all the games. I got the package, but obviously, I'm a hometown guy, so right. I like the Hornets.
Are the Warriors beatable?
In a single game, yeah.
In a single game, right? But in a 7-game series.
In a series, yeah. This year. We'll see about that. I don't know yet, but we'll see.
We're a day after Wofford beat UNC. Do you mm-hmm. care about that?
Do I care about it?
Yeah.
Not really. It was good for them. Good for them, though. Yeah. That'll be a nice moment they can remember and take with them forever.
Good for the state, right?
Yeah. Good for Spartanburg, Wofford. Good for all of them. So, you know, we tipped the cap to them. They played a great game last night. But, you know, maybe we'll see him again somewhere down the road.
How closely do you still follow UNC Hoops?
I follow it pretty close. Yeah. Close. Don't go to as many games. I normally wait till they get to the tournament and go see him. But I watch all of the games most of the time.
You still be hooping?
Nah. I mean, not really. Here and there. I probably hoop probably about 3-4 times a year.
How are you? Do you still have it?
I'm still decent.
Okay. Have you ever seen him play? Apparently he's got a little bit of game.
No, I heard about him, though. I heard about him. I heard he was
a lot of people don't respect my game around here, which is cool. I haven't displayed it though. But not saying you put Pep, but I'm just saying like a lot of guys put like different guys before me, which is understandable until you know, see me play. But
he claims he can play on the outside.
Oh no! What's your skill set?
Athlete.
What do you do?
I just adjust to my defender. So if I got a little person on me, then I'm gonna go down low and I'm gonna post up. If I got a big guy on me, I can take that first step and you know drive. So you just gotta know your personnel.
Your range, where is that? 12 to 15 feet, 18 feet.
About 15, I'm consistent. Okay. If I step behind anytime behind the arches, let's just say I shoot 5, I'm gonna shoot about. I hit about 2. Okay.
So you're saying if Julius was guarding you, you're gonna get past him?
I'm gonna pass the ball.
You're gonna pass the ball. You're not gonna try and get past him.
Julius looked like he hacked, so I ain't gonna. I just keep it professional, man.
Yeah. I will. I will use him. I'll use them fouls now.
If you focused on basketball, could you have been pro?
When I was playing, yeah. No doubt about it.
Who was one of the guys that you played with that's still playing right now?
That I played with?
Yeah.
On my team? Yeah. I don't think anybody's still playing now. Nobody's still playing.
You didn't play with Vince?
No.
Were you with Jameson?
No. They actually were leaving as I was coming in.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Who you were with?
Brendan Haywood.
And then that quarterback. Jason Capel, the quarterback.
Ronald Curry.
Right, yeah.
Joseph Forte.
When you Chris was playing, man, was you coming off the bench or you were starting?
Say that again, though?
When you was playing, was you coming off the bench?
I was the sixth man. I started a couple games when Chris was out, but for the most part, I was the sixth man.
You went to a Final Four, right?
Yes.
What was that? Was it all like you would, like, it's made up to be?
Yeah, it is. It's a big deal. It's a big deal, especially at the time. You know, a 19-year-old kid on that stage, it was exciting. It was a great event.
How often do you get down to Miami now?
I live in Miami.
Right, but during the season?
Oh, during the season. So far, I've been back about 3 times.
Oh.
I know you big and I know you like music, like mm-hmm. you know hip hop and all that.
Right.
Dead or alive, which concert would you who concert would you attend?
Right now, anybody?
I could dead say. Or alive. Anybody that you always wanted to or saw before that you attend if they had a concert tomorrow.
I just went to Rhapsody concert. You know about Rhapsody, so that's probably the next one I'll go to again. After the season.
Say, I'd say Michael Jackson. I never got to see him.
I'll say like that whole old school class, man. Like I'm kind of in that range right now, just listening to it, vibing to it. So,
you know what? I want to change my answer to Michael Jackson.
There you go. We'll go together. Exactly.
So I was watching that movie he had, This Is It, right before his concert and all that. Like, I just instantly just wanted to do a Michael Jackson concert. So, he's pretty dope with it.
Yeah, I mean, he was such a ridiculous entertainer mm-hmm. that to see him in concert, it's a bummer that.
I actually saw Michael Jackson one time performing. Yeah. No, I think
about it. You remember?
Where? Yeah.
At the BET Awards. I think it was like in 2002 or 2003. They were honoring James Brown as like the music icon or something. And he was the one to come out and present him the trophy, present him the
he
award.
He did the tribute and all
that. And he did like a little something. Yeah. Yeah, that was dope.
You guys ever either of you get to see Prince live?
No, I did it.
He would have been good. No. He would have been good too.
Prince was cool. I didn't think like that was like hit for me really. Some of his songs, but I feel like Michael Jackson, like you can hit after hit after hit that you can vibe throughout the whole concert and know a lot of them, no matter what age you are.
Yeah. How back to Green Bay? How hard was it for you to like you say go to the grocery store?
It was like. It
did
wasn't
people
hard
leave
at
you
all.
Alone?
Yeah, it wasn't hard at all. It was a different community. So the people there, when they saw you out, they just let you be.
Oh,
they didn't bother you and ask you for pictures. They just speak to you and say good luck and just keep it moving. I really enjoyed that about Green Bay.
What about here in Carolina?
It's better this time. It's better this time. The first time I was here is a little different. As far as moving around and things like that, but now this time people, they're better about things like that.
What's the most, have you been, like, obviously, like, if you're out at dinner or something like that, people are asking for your autograph. Have there been, like, is there, like, a most awkward situation you've been in where people, where someone's asked you for an autograph and you're like, I can't believe right now you're asking me for an autograph?
Yeah, all the time, you know, when you're having dinner. That's what I remember, you know. That's one of those situations that comes up a lot. Well, it used to. It hasn't since I've been back. It used to when I was here. Like I said, the first time, it used to happen all the time. And I used to get so upset. But I still did it. But, yeah, that was a little annoying.
You, have you had any, is it any weird experiences or is it just
I just think, like, I don't know, I probably could speak for myself, but when we just out, they already come with the camera already open and, you know, and really, like, almost selfie time before you even say yeah. So I think one of those, like, when some people really have a upset about it is because, like, you're already doing what you're asking for before you agree or acknowledge
them. So you're not even asking. You're just making you do.
Yeah, like, they come out with their phone up. Yo, let's do a Snapchat. Exactly. Yeah, like, yeah, chill out, man.
So I think no really moment, but it's just the times that, like, if it's, as long as you just ask, like, hey, can I get this picture? And, you know, we'll be respectful. Sometimes we just, you already had this plan, so it's, I think that's what really irritates us sometimes.
How many autographs do you think you've signed in your life?
I actually counted them and kept track.
Did you?
Yes.
How?
5,672.
No, you're making that up. You're making that up. You're making that up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought maybe for a second.
And a half.
I'm serious.
He started.
Yeah, nah. But I don't know, a lot. I sign a lot. I sign all the time, and I don't mind it. I don't mind it if it's in the right situation, right circumstances. I don't mind at all. Because, you know, you put yourself in these people's shoes, especially the kids' shoes.
Yeah.
These are once-in-a-lifetime opportunities most of the time when they see somebody, a professional athlete, and you can't blame them for wanting to get something to remember that.
Is there anyone's autograph you would ever want to have? Michael Jackson.
I can't really think of anybody right now, but yeah, I don't know.
Who was one of the most influential? Yeah.
It's hard to get. Just make sure you ask him first.
You got me blushing.
Go ahead, man.
Yeah. One of the most influential people in your life.
And just in general, just.
I mean, in general, that you came across that, you know, that she was like.
The first person I could think of was my mom. Basically laid the foundation, learned a lot from just watching her and how she carried herself and handled herself. So that influence was heavy. I had a high school coach by the name of Brian Foster, who was a mentor and guided me through a lot of situations. And my best friend Carl Carey still has a big influence on my life, and he's there to guide now. So those three people, I could say right now at the top of my head, were the biggest influences.
Are there any misperceptions after all these years of you being in the league about you that you get annoyed still come up every once in a while?
Nah.
Off the field?
Nah, not really.
So you're just kind of the quiet, unassuming guy that.
Outside of my home, I am. Yeah. But when I get home, I let the curtain down.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah. I can be a little bit of a different person at home. I'm more relaxed with, you know, around my family in my comfort zone, and you know, they always say, I wish people could see you how you really act and things like that, but you know what it is.
It's not for everybody.
Now, you want to finish it up?
Yeah. You know, the one question we usually finish off is, what quote or inspirational speech or slogan that you live by to keep you pushing?
Well, there's a lot of quotes and a lot of things, and I'm kind of on the spot right now, and I'm drawing a blank, but I live by, you know, just my motto is just having discipline and dedication in everything that you do. You know, if you're truly committed to it and you take the proper steps to have discipline behind it, you can accomplish anything. So those are my words that I live by, and that's what I say all the time. Discipline and dedication has gotten me where I am today.
Well, I appreciate you for coming on the show, man. It was hard to get him on here, but he did it.
You were working a few months on it, I know.
Man, but it was like week one.
Yeah.
I asked him, he was like, I knew when he said,
y'all having me. I always come by and see y'all in here talking to everybody. I haven't got the invite yet, so, you know.
Julius Peppers, man, I appreciate it.
Thanks, Julius.